The South Shore's Morning News continues. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hakala. Time now to check in with our tech guy. He joins us every week at this time. His name, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so here we go. Another topic, and this one we're going to get into is
seven great ingredients
talking about Macs that are under attack. Yeah, I know. This is a big deal here. No, not that kind of Mac. No, not a Big Mac. This is, we're talking about Mac users, right? So fill us in, David.
Yeah, Mac computer users.
Yeah, sorry about
Mac and cheese.
Yeah.
So Macs, and it's not just Macs, but all computer users are under attack with an info-stealing malware named Shamos, S-H-A-M-O-S.
Shamos.
And Shamos. So what's interesting about this is that it's relying on the user to execute the attack, and we do it because it gives us something that we're familiar with looking at. For instance, when you see the pop-up that says, click here, I am not a robot, and other things like that online. So we're used to doing that to get to wherever we're going.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So doing that actually runs a script on your computer that downloads the malware and you execute it. So it bypasses all of your antivirus, all of the programs that you're using to protect yourself because you, the user, are making that choice.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is something that most time we're fooled into doing.
Exactly. And it's a really interesting way to do it because we, the user, are the ones who make it happen on our computers. And you don't even know that it's happening. You don't see any of this happening on your computer. It just takes over.
Okay, so in that case, how do you know?
Yeah, so the important thing is not to click on anything that you're not 100% sure that you want to click on. And it's difficult when you're looking at pop-ups, like it says, prove I'm not a robot. But in many cases, that's not going to happen just popping up on your computer. And that's where some of this shows up. You're just browsing the web, and you're not even trying to get into a website, but that pops up because you landed on that website.
Usually the
websites you go to don't even use that process.
Okay, so it's just that you're hanging out there, and it says prove you're not a computer, but that's just a fake form.
Correct.
Okay.
And then when you click on it, you execute the virus and the problem.
Yeah, because again, you know, most of the time you see this and sometimes I feel like, again, with a lot of this stuff, if you're half paying attention, there's a lot of just, instinct or what do you call it? Like, because, you know, you're so used to filling those out now a lot when you go to a legitimate site to download or some kind of program that you have, like we have like Dropbox, I think that says prove you're not a robot or something like that.
Right. So another thing, you know, it's not just the I am not a robot proof, but many people see this. I see it quite often. You'll get a screen that says there's something wrong with your computer. Click here to fix it.
Oh, yeah. I know.
So that's always going to be a problem, but many folks just don't quite understand. So they do it figuring that they've got a problem, and these nice people are going to fix it for me.
Yeah,
well, they sure are.
Yeah, I definitely remember. I used to see that more often. I don't know if either, you know, the stuff we have is better at defending from it, or, you know, maybe I'm just not doing it anymore. But I did remember early on, and that definitely fooled me in the beginning days. Click here, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and then remember that you'd be like, you know, you're using your work computer, and you're like, oh wow, I better fix this. And then the whole screen would change. And you have somebody come around.
We all need to realize that this is happening more and more now because it works, because we, the user, do what they want us to do. And we just have to be more cognizant of what we're doing and where we're doing it. So just don't click on anything.
Yeah, this is important here because, again, and try to share this, I know, with anybody that, you know, maybe uses the computer. There's some people that are not as savvy. They maybe only use it for certain things, certain tasks. And I know some people that have been in that situation. I'm sure, David, you hear from that, where they do click on that fixing the computer thing, thinking that will, you know, take care of it.
Yeah, and then you really need to have someone fix it afterwards.
Yes, yes. So I guess the thoughts are always to still be very careful and maybe just be careful about, you know, slow down on filling in and clicking.
Exactly. Need to be careful, and this is not going to go away until they're here to stay, until other tech companies develop better defenses. So at this point in time, our best protection is caution when we're surfing the web.
All right. David Snell's got the full list of things on here and things that you need to know when it comes to this latest malware. And it's not just PC users. This one you said is also targeting Mac users, as we talked about. And it's called not Shamu, but Shamos.
Shamos.
Shamos, that's the one to be watching out for. And in any event, David, best to go and read the blog and find out, you know, how it works and what are things that you need to do, because there are important steps. And this, again, is something we've talked about, but it's just important, I think, to be reminded of it over and over again about the clicking and filling in stuff.
Yeah, the attacks are picking up in frequency, so it's very important that we watch what we're doing. So folks can go to acksmartit.com. Click on my blog link, read the article that we just discussed, and also check some of the links to read even more information if you're so interested in doing it.
All right. It's David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David Snell, I'm putting a little photo of him on YouTube there for our YouTube viewers. You can see that's David. What a handsome guy
he is. Yeah, face for radio, yeah, I know.
David Snell, Act Smart IT in Wareham. David Snell joins us every week at this time on WATD. David, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob. Have a great day.
You too.